Arcola. Blake Brownridge of Arcola and Matthew Hodgson of Manor hosted their third annual toy show in Arcola, and it keeps getting bigger and better. The event was held at the Arcola Prairie Place Complex on November 25 and 26. 15 vendors displayed their wide range of tractors and trucks across 60 tables. Brownridge and Hodgson started the show after many events had been cancelled from COVID-19. The first show was held in 2021. With Saturday being the busiest day, more than 400 people came through the doors to check out the massive displays of toys and do a little Christmas shopping. Upon entering the show, several raffle prizes were lined up on tables along the front for guests to enter. Ron and Jason Popple were among the exhibitors from Manitoba. They drove nearly 6 hours to take part in the event and were pleased with the setup and the steady flow of people. They felt sales went well and hope to return next year. They have been collecting for 40 years. Gerald Harder was also from Manitoba. He felt the show was well organized and plans to return in 2024. The kitchen was open for business, offering beef on a bun. The beef was donated by the vendors, which they were very grateful for. Brownridge, Hodgson and the kitchen volunteers will donate the proceeds from the event to the Jessica Robinson fundraiser. Robinson had a meningioma, benign, tumor removed from her head on April 17, 2019, with 5% of the tumor left as it was on the optical nerve and sinus artery. A portion of her skull was also removed. A temporary titanium mesh was placed covering the missing skull. In September 2023, after another MRI, Robinson found out that 20% of the tumor had grown back. Robinson is to be fitted with a silicone cap to help repair the skull, but this will not happen until after her surgery. It is hoped she will have her surgery in December, but a clearer image is necessary before that can happen. She went to the Alan Blair Center in October for a consultation with a radiologist, but the tumor is too close to a sensitive area so radiation would be ineffective. Robinson works at the Arcola Co-op and has been employed there for over 6 years but is now off work for at least the next 6 months. The funds from the show will help Robinson offset traveling expenses as there will be many trips to Regina and Saskatoon. Anyone wishing to donate to this family can do so through the Arcola Cornerstone Credit Union.